Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you here on the C2P platform. Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, CollegeToPro.com, all opportunities to listen to these interviews and download them at your leisure if you go to those places. We have a fantastic guest, and you guys know I'm from Eastern Ohio, so I'm right in the neck of woods of Western PA, and I'm very familiar with PSAC football. We have the defensive player of the year from Indiana, PA, the Crimson Hawks, none other than Damon Lloyd. Damon, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
It's all good. Actually just got back from training and all that, so I'm just trying to relax and keep my mind right through this process and stay healthy.
Nice. And well, I mean, for you, I mean, what's it like just going through this process? I'm sure probably a childhood dream, something you dreamt about doing. But, I mean, you get to the collegiate level, you have a fantastic career, Damon. When does it kind of really sink in that this opportunity is going to come your way and you know, you can seize the moment and get into the National Football League?
I would probably say once I got into college, I had set goals in front of me, so every season I would set a goal. So my freshman year, I knew the next year I wanted to be all-conference, and then from there, all-region, all-American, and then ultimately defensive player of the year. So after I figured I accomplished all the goals that I set out for myself at the collegiate level, I kind of sat down, spoke to my family, spoke to my coaches, and I told myself, why not? Why not try and reach my full potential and try and show the world who Damon Lloyd really is and how I can still produce at a higher level and still excel no matter where I played at. So it's more of not necessarily trying to prove people wrong, but just trying to unlock that potential and that confidence that I still have in myself.
Definitely. And I'm curious, I mean, because you've had such a fantastic career playing, dominated D2 football. I mean, coming out of high school, I mean, how did you kind of get looked over from, or were there other programs? And I guess, I mean, how did you end up at, you know, Indiana, you know, University playing in Pennsylvania?
I mean, I feel as if my story is a little bit unique. Coming out of high school, I mean, I wasn't really that athlete that was pushing to be a Division I, like the hype of Division I. At my circumstances with my family, I mean, what I had going on, I mean, finances and paying for college was the top priority of anything that was going on in recruiting. So as soon as I would go on visits, as soon as I heard the numbers and as soon as I knew what school I was getting into, I mean, that's when I would make my list. But regarding Division I, I had an offer from St. Francis University at the PA. They wanted me to play fullback up there, and I'm a defensive guy, so I already knew from the start that I didn't want to be on the offensive side of the ball. A few coaches that were recruiting me, one was at UC Davis. He recruited me pretty heavily over there. But, I mean, like I said, I mean, family comes first, and going all the way to California and just leaving my mom like that, I don't think I could have did that and at least put that stress on her. But ultimately, I guess, coming out of high school my senior year, I mean, my SAT wasn't the greatest. And I know, I mean, with the schools that required higher SATs and higher GPAs, as soon as they saw my film, they would say, I mean, well, you're a great athlete. What's your score looking like? And then I would tell them, and they would basically just be like, sorry, we can't do nothing for you. So, I mean, it was a blessing that IUP gave me the opportunity. And, I mean, regardless, I mean, I went to college, still got to college. I have 3 credits until I graduate. And I mean, I ended up getting blessed with a scholarship to not have to pay anything for 4 years. So that's basically where it came from, and that's all I really was trying to get.
Yeah, you know what, David, when all the dust settles, because I have a daughter going off to Slippery Rock in the fall, my son just wrapped up school in New York City, and I'm helping with those college debts. So you having that scholarship for football, I mean, bar none, if you walked away today, that is a huge, huge benefit to you. Once again,
yes,
Damon Lloyd, the standout IUP linebacker, safety, if you will, joining us here on the C2P. And we like to say he's Mr. Productivity, fabulous career. Obviously, all the honors and accolades that you could amount as a defensive player, which coincides with Defensive Player of the Year. Let's go back. Bel Air, Maryland, you're a young kid. I mean, were you playing Pop Warner? And if you were, Damon, were you a better athlete way back when? I mean, were you the kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns on a weekend?
See, I mean, in Maryland, it's a little bit different. So we don't have Pop Warner in Maryland. There's, like, I think maybe 3 teams, and they're mostly kind of set down in the D.C. area. In Maryland, I mean, you kind of have what they're called the recreation program. So you start off just – you can play at any rec that you want to, and I decided to play at the one that was closest to home. So when I first started playing football, I was probably around 7 years old. I played for Edgewood Joppatown, and obviously, I mean, me being a bigger dude when I was younger, they threw me right on the line. So I was playing offense, defensive line, play a little linebacker, and I actually didn't get into linebacker until my 8th grade year of rec football. So, I mean, huge shout out to my rec coach. He's the one that gave me the opportunity to show my skill set at linebacker. And then, I think I played fullback that year too in 8th grade. So I guess I scored 1 touchdown, and that was probably the last touchdown I scored before my pick 6 my senior year of college.
Actually, you know what? I got your number. I even text you. I always have some notes jotted down before the show. I actually have INT TD game ball. So I was going to save that for later, but I know you got that pick 6 in 2019. Do you got the ball? Were you able to hold on to it?
I wasn't. I actually had no idea. Being a Mike linebacker, and obviously my coaches, they set me up to make plays and all that, but I mean, it's just a dream to get a pick 6 as a linebacker. I mean, shoot, the opportunities that come like that. So when I actually did it, I was still in shock, like in the next series when we went right back out there. So, I mean, I wish I would have collected the ball, shoot. But, I have the memories of it still. I mean, shoot, I have the video and pictures of it. So it's definitely awesome. I mean, it's incredible because, you dream of stuff like that. So it was awesome.
Yeah, like I said, I was going through all your – like, did he have a touchdown? And I saw, INT touchdown 2019. I'm like, man, he got one in his final year. Once again, Damon Lloyd here on the C2P. So let's get into the nooks and crannies. I mean, that's why we're talking today. I mean, you are a legit 2020 NFL draft prospect, Damon. I mean, if you're in the film room with these scouts, they're breaking down the tape. I mean, what are those qualities that you bring to the position where they're going to have to, pull you aboard on draft day and kind of scoop you up?
I feel as if, obviously in the film room, I'm a student of the game. I'm a guy that's always trying to look for the advantage and the weaknesses in my opponent and in my offense. So, I mean, right in the film room, you could ask my coaches, you can ask players. I was in there all 4 years of college, basically when I wasn't in class. So I was in there. I'm looking at offensive guards. I'm looking at tackles if they're heavy on their back foot, guards if they're heavy on their hands to see if it's a run. Looking at running backs, their placement next to the quarterback, if they're deeper, maybe looking for a draw or maybe looking for a down dive play. If they're aligned with the quarterback, obviously tug stretch or maybe some type of pass protection. So I feel as if, being a student of the game is what teams are going to get out of me, and they're going to get someone that's willing to put that time in outside of being on the field physically, being at the practice field. So other than that, the intangibles that come with the game also, I feel as if I carry those very strongly, just simply being disciplined, being accountable, and owning up to mistakes or owning up to doing my job. That's a motto that I lived in and lived through the program at IUP, so that kind of stuck with me. And that's what teams are going to get out of me. They're obviously going to get someone that's very instinctual. Through my film, you can see how I made plays. I mean, sometimes you make the play because you're doing your job, and sometimes you put it in, you do the extra, go the extra mile and make a play. So the teams are going to get someone that's going to do their job, but when it comes down to it, the play can be made no matter what. So I understand the responsibility of simply being in your gap, simply getting to your pass coverage and doing what that team needs you to do on that specific play call. And then after that job is complete, I'm willing to do that, go the extra mile and make the play.
Definitely, and you've definitely made the play to a tune of 122 tackles this past season, 6.5 tackles for loss. And like I said, and the thing I love about looking at your numbers and just kind of, you know, picking up the highlights is, I mean, you're all around the field, you know. You're really not a one-trick pony. I know sometimes, you get caught up in the numbers where, you know, hey, this kid had 150 tackles, but how's he dropping coverage? But it looks like you're pretty fluid. You have the body that you can drop in coverage. You feel comfortable with that?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I guess I talked – when I was talking to scouts during the season, they asked my coach if I could also play well linebacker, if I could play Sam linebacker. And ever since this process started going, I've been telling people I can play anything that has the title of linebacker. So if they need me at will to play in that boundary and to be that guy that's in coverage, I mean, I can do that. I have, like you said, fluent hips, my feet, my footwork. I feel as if are a great advantage that I have in my set of tools. And, yeah, I mean, if it goes in my senior year, I mean, the year that I played actually, half the time, sometimes I was getting to a deep third and playing strong safety. So that just shows you, I mean, the trust that my coaches put into me. They know my athleticism. And, I mean, if it took the curl, if it's deep third, if it's flat, I mean, I can play it.
That's awesome, man. Now, this one, our audience always loves this question. It's a little bit cliche, but do you get comparisons to anybody? Is there anybody out there that, you know, at that next level where, you know, maybe family and friends say, hey, Damon, you know, when we watch this Monday night game, this kid reminds us of you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always getting the Ray Lewis comparison. I mean, that's – I don't know if it's a Baltimore thing or what, just because of Maryland, but, I mean, if you look at his body of work and the type of player he was a downhill – he was a versatile player, and his build was not – he was just a stocky dude. I mean, not a 6'3 prototype like everybody looks for it. But, I mean, he defied the odds, and he ended up being obviously a legendary linebacker. So that's probably the first person. And then whenever anybody asks me who do I feel as if I compare it to, and I kind of switch it up a little bit, and I give them three different names, and I would say Patrick Willis, Ray Lewis, and Bobby Wagner. And
nice.
Every player that I named, I feel as if my game is shaped in one specific attribute that they do very well. And that's how I kind of compare myself and others compare me.
Awesome stuff, man. Damon, I could keep you for another hour, but we're crammed on time. Like I said, I was so excited to get you. Again, you know, we do a lot of PSAC football, and just because we're so close to the area. And two of my favorite all-time guys that have ever been on the program is two Indiana PA alums is none other than Eric Cush and Rontez Miles. Lower round guys, but you know, and you know, they've grinded and they've carved out, you know, long careers in the National Football League, and I hope this transcends into your future as well. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun with our guests. We call it three and out. You ready with a few off the wall questions?
All right, let's get it.
All right. Now you training at Test out in Jersey with Kevin and Gear. Those are my boys.
Yes, sir.
So tell them both said hello. Don't forget to do that. But now, if you could change things around, Damon, if you could pick one of those two and put them through a workout, who are you going to pick and what are you going to make them do?
From out of Gear and Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh, I would definitely pick Gear because, I mean, Kevin, he's an electric, low energy. He has a lot of energy. So, I mean, what's funny, actually, I was talking to Gear like 2 days ago about one of the workouts we were doing. And he was like, yeah, I mean, he loves football and he loves the game, but he did not miss any of the stuff that we're doing. So I would definitely put him through the workout as soon as I could. I mean, he'd be right on the sleds doing 150 sled yard pushes just like we have to do. He would be out there getting the reps, doing 5-10-5 and all of that.
Great. And again, we're real close. You have to ask him about our one of our rides down in Indianapolis for the year, 1 year at the combine. And, you know, I mean, you know, Gear is a big dude, and we're all tucked in this little car. I mean, this car was like the half the size of the tiniest car you, and he just crammed back there. His windows smashed up against the glass. It's hot. He was miserable. We laughed. How about this one, man? Take us inside that Crimson Hawks locker room. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Torotella, and would they do it in front of him?
Shoot. A quarterback that I played with before quitting, Lenny Williams, if you're familiar with him, he did the best impression of Coach Tort, and I do not think he would do it in person. Because, like, I mean, he would do the impression of Tort when Tort was pissed off and mad at the team. He knew exactly how to sound just like him. So I don't think Coach Tort would want to hear him getting mocked about being serious about nothing. So, yeah, Lenny would definitely be perfect for that.
Excellent. And then the final one, I do think this is a question you gentlemen answer or enjoy answering the most. We always tally up the names before the last show on draft night and see who got the most requests. Female celebrities, Damon, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Oh, man, I know my girlfriend's listening. I mean,
you know
Rihanna's
what? Hey, she could pick somebody too. Just let her know when you hang up. Say Bo said that you could bring a celebrity male date, so everybody's happy.
Yeah, it would definitely be Rihanna off the top of my head. Just because, I mean, she's beautiful, and I just like how, I mean, obviously she's a celebrity, so I don't know her personally, but how chill she seems and her personality seems like real laid back, just like I am. So. Yeah, it'd be real. Some cool conversations to have over dinner, and hopefully she's paying because she's loaded. So.
Yeah. She ain't going to Applebee's. Put it that way. You're going somewhere. You gotta have deep pockets, man. Well, hey, Damon. So excited to get you on. Fantastic career. I mean, you really knocked this thing out of the ballpark, and I'm sure better things are on your way. Again, to say hello to those guys at Test. Continue the grind. Stay humble. Stay hungry, be blessed, and appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Thank you very much for having me. And the same way, I wish that you stay safe, and I'm praying for you to be safe and blessed.
Thank you as well, man. Once again, Damon Lloyd, a.k.a. Mr. Productivity from IUP, the PSAC player of the defensive player, they are joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.